Joy divine in a temple made. Amen. If you can kneel, please do so. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for blessing us with your presence. Thank you for forgiving our sins, cleansing us from all unrighteousness, and blessing us with the light of rain. Please let the signs follow your people so that when we go forth, you are glorified and more souls come into heaven. We thank you for blessing the work and the workers, everybody on the prayer list. And thank you for brightening my tongue and any tongue that may be speaking today. And those that are sick, we thank you for the healing that you have upon them, whether it's physical sickness or spiritual sickness. We thank you for the trials that you send that help us to gain courage and get a closer walk with you. And again, to the best of our ability, we pray in the name of your Son, who is our Savior and our King, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen. There's a book that came out some time ago, not too long ago. It was, I've been watching it for a few months. It was actually titled, the book that I am talking about is, it was titled The Islamic Antichrist. I was watching it for a few months, and it became very popular among false teachers in the coming months. And that's what I was watching for. I wanted to see if it would in fact be embraced. And since September 11th of 2001, there have been some preachers and some teachers, as well as numerous websites and media moguls, declaring that the Islamic leaders, and especially their so-called Muslim Mahdi that Islam declares is on his way, are in fact the biblical Antichrist. But hold on, let me get the actual link up here for you on the screen. Forgot to do that. See what's today, the 4th of May. There we go. Okay, it's a kind of a small list of scripture here, but that's okay because it's that easy to expose this problem. Okay, let me lock it on the server here real quick. Oops, that didn't work. There we go. All right. Okay. So, I don't know. I mean, let's see. We get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. I think that's right. I don't think I needed to update it, but I just wanted to double check. But anyway, as I was saying, there's that book that came out, and it came out recently, and I was watching it for a few months to see if it became popular among these false teachers and these false preachers, and in fact, this is exactly what happened. And we all know since September 11th, 2001, there have been these preachers and these teachers, as well as numerous websites and media outlets or news sources that are declaring that the Islamic leaders, and especially their so-called Muslim Messiah, or they call them Muslim Mahdi, I don't know, that they're claiming that all of this is biblical fact that proves Islam is the Antichrist. I mean, at first, it was mostly offhanded remarks on pulpits or at water coolers for a few years. And but then WorldNet Daily started to push that book written by Joel Richardson titled The Islamic Antichrist that feeds off all those rumors. But is this so? Is Islam the prophesied Antichrist? Do the prophecies in the Christian Bible really line up with the assumption that the Antichrist will be from Islam? And is there historic evidence to support a claim such as this? I mean, being Bereans of the Word of God and students of prophecy, we know that the only way to find this out is to actually go into our Bibles, study the prophecies that speak about the Antichrist, and then look in our history books to see if, in fact, Islam did what the prophecies say the Antichrist is going to do. I mean, if Islam truly is the Antichrist, then we need to declare it across the land so as to warn the people. But if Islam isn't the home of Antichrist, then according to the Word of God, that has been trusted for 6,000 years, we need to find out who really is responsible for fulfilling all these prophecies. And it's no mistake, a lot of people are missing this because no one's reading their Bibles and no one's studying prophecy. There are literally hundreds of prophecies found in the trusted Word of God that describe the Antichrist and his agenda quite nicely. Our God is not one to leave his children in confusion on such an important matter such as this. One of the nice things about prophecy is how the Lord always allows it to be hidden by most until the event is fulfilled. That way it can, you know, it can build a better foundation of truth on which to build within the hearts that come to see it and realize it. I mean, after all, Jesus did say in Matthew chapter 14, verse 29, "And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it come to pass, you might believe." And this is why I like that verse so much. As a matter of fact, I named a website after it, john1429.org. All the videos are there. You know, on my website, the main one, remnantofgod.org, I have a growing list of prophecies that at present are 26 in number. But yes, as I stated, among many, many different pages on the website and even just a moment ago, there are hundreds and hundreds of prophecies that expose the enemy of our God and his people, you know. But on that particular page, I prefer to share the more bold prophecies that many people have never heard of, but never, you know, they never found the time to research them out, or they are in themselves rather easy to describe using both scripture and historic record, and they just don't want to bother or something. I don't know. If you are one to frequent the site over the years, you will know that I cover many of the prophecies in numerous different pages all throughout the website. I mean, some like the Mark of the Beast. I prefer to share on that page all its own, just on that page alone, the topic about the Mark of the Beast, because I believe it should be studied a little bit more in depth so as to allow for no doubt to well up in the heart of the soul that's seeking this information. And in any event, out of the 26 prophecies of on my Characteristics of Antichrist page, I'd like to outline in a few moments 14 of them very briefly. I'm not going to go into any heavy detail here because, like I say, they're already on the site. And I do have an Antichrist video animation and a video itself of 11 of my favorite prophecies in this respect. So this has already been done and overdone. So I'm just going to briefly step over these so as to remove all doubt as to who the Antichrist really is. I mean, of course, you can go to that page on the site to look into the scriptural statements as well as the historic record to verify each prophecy if you want to. And so when I update my Islamic Antichrist page, maybe I'll just put links to that, but I don't even know if that's necessary because of the fact that that page is already there. But anyway, absolutely every prophecy found in the Word of God that touches on the Antichrist must match with that person leading the one organization in the world that works directly with Satan, or we will find we have stumbled off the path of truth. For example, you cannot have a few prophecies declare someone or some organization to be the home of the Antichrist while ignoring others that point someplace else. If we are to be trusted by those seeking the truth on this, we need to be exemplary in this message so as to prevent doubt, any kind of doubt, from being a key factor in their denial. For example, take the number 666, wherein the prophecy specifically says it's the number of a man's name in the book of Revelation. I mean, Revelation 13, verses 17 and 18 says, "And that no man might buy or sell, save he had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name." Here is wisdom. "Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, And his number is 600-3-6. Now, many people have used this 666 to declare Ronald Reagan or Muhammad or even Microsoft Windows, no less, are the Antichrist because they can place numeric values to these names that cause them to add up to 666. Some will even go so far as to purposely misspell a person's name or use their name in a different language to make 666 appear valid. Many loyal Catholics who simply don't know their priests are lying to them do this with the name Ellen White, for example, because this woman was known for her ability to point out prophecies and historic facts that exposed the popes in the mid-1800s. They found her name did not equal 665. I mean, it didn't equal 666. It actually fell short by 10, actually, 666. Yeah, six, I don't remember, 656 or something like that, I don't know. So they decided to use the letter V to create the letter W for her name. I mean, think about this. We know that her name is spelled with a W. And so if we're using her letters to figure out if she's the Antichrist, if there's no value to the letter, we put a zero. But they saw they fell short by 10 numbers. So the letter V equals 5 in Roman numerals. And so they put two of them together to make the additional 10 that they needed. Think about that. Is that amazing or what? The thing is here, I mean, even if the calculation of 666 is true for, say, Reagan or Muhammad, Windows, or even Ellen White, it holds no water when it stands all by itself. I mean, what I mean is this. Their names may very well add up to 666, yeah, but do all the other prophecies regarding the Antichrist find fulfillment in their lives as well? I mean, the truth is, this is why the elect cannot be deceived in the last days. Being students of prophecy, we know how to decipher as well as how to properly share the prophecies without hiding certain scriptural facts under a rug when they prove we're in error. All too often, false teachers and false preachers get themselves in a trick bag by doing this. I mean, the nice thing here is, this makes for an easy way to expose them when the light of truth is allowed to shine, which in turn helps to bring a cherished soul out of their deception and out of eternal danger too, of course. I mean, as Christians, we worship a perfect God whose prophecies are always 100% accurate and intact to the very last letter. That being said, what does the Christian Bible say about the Antichrist? Is it Islam, as the media is now reporting? Or did someone else fulfill those prophecies? Now, keep in mind, the list I'm going to share is, you know, it's a list of 14 fulfillments that, very, very briefly, that I cover in my book, Characteristics of Antichrist, which is completely free to download on the website. I mean, each prophetic fact and all that entails each fulfillment is discussed in detail in that book, with all the scriptures, all the historic facts, as well as all their sources, so as to erase all doubt as to what the Word of God says, as well as the history records, as what's going on here. I mean, in fact, if you read just a few of the prophetic facts, you're going to find how easy it is to put to rest the lie that is being proclaimed in the world regarding Islam, the prophesied end-time Antichrist. I mean, and no, I'm not defending Islam in any way, shape, or form here. It's a very evil religion, and it's invented by one who really is the Antichrist so as to hide their true agenda. It may seem complicated or even somewhat similar to a sinister spy novel, but as most have experienced in life, truth is usually stranger than fiction anyway, and quite often, this is exactly how Satan is able to pull the wool over the eyes of so many people by making them feel that some things are, I mean, come on, that's just too difficult to believe. So what I'm about to share are 14 prophesied acts found in Scripture to have been fulfilled by only the one called Antichrist. It's the only place you're going to find him. That being said, is Islam really the Antichrist? So number one, and I'm going to link these out just for the sake of leaving them out, okay? When I go through these 14, I'll just make it to where you got links where you can just hit each one, and then you'll be able to go directly to the proof about what I'm saying here. So did Islam, number one, did Islam destroy three nations exactly 1,260 years before being mortally wounded politically? No, they did not. But the Vatican did that in 538 A.D., when it annihilated the Vandals, the Heruli's, and the Ostrogoths, and exactly 1,260 years before they lost their political power in 1798 AD when Napoleon removed the Pope from power. So right there, they can't claim Islam is the Antichrist just by that one prophecy alone. They can't. Number two, did the ancient Roman leaders give Islam their power to become a universal church and a political state? No, they did not. But when Rome was crumbling to pieces, they did decide to mix the now paganized Christian church with the state so as to regain control over the people. This mixing of the church and state power was eventually known as Vatican City. All right, number three, does Islam have a figurative perpetual leader who has over a dozen titles, and all of these titles equal 666 individually? No, they do not. Only the popes of Rome have been elected by succession at the death of each preceding pope, who then must bear the exact same titles for the office of pope that when spelled in Latin, which is also Roman numerals, equals 666 for the titles they hold. Now, does Islam reside on seven hills? No, they do not, from what I understand. The Vatican does, however, and it is officially called by most prelates and members of the modern-day media, as well as thousands of religious and secular authors, as the City on Seven Hills. They've always been called that. Number five, was Islam wounded politically exactly 1,260 years of receiving its power from Rome after killing hundreds of millions of Christians and then later resurrected to regain that power globally? No. Islam never did that. But the Vatican was politically destroyed by Napoleon in the exact year 1798 AD and then politically resurrected in 1929 when Cardinal Gasparri and Prime Minister Benito Mussolini signed the historic Roman Pact in the Lateran Palace, officially granting the Vatican its church and state power once again. So again, Islam never did that. Rome did. Number six, does Islam have a leader claiming to be a god on earth? No. They do not, but the popes have stated many times in writing that they are, in fact, God on earth. Does Islam, number seven, does Islam claim to have the power to forgive the sins of men? No, they do not, but the popes have stated many times in writing that they are able to do, and in effect, the Vatican invented a doctrine of reconciliation wherein they claim the priests can't forgive the sins of men. Number eight, does Islam preach another version of Jesus to the Christians as their main mission in life? I mean, they do say Jesus is just a prophet. They don't claim him as Messiah. But is their main mission in life to uplift Jesus Christ in a different fashion from that which is written in the scriptures? No, they do not. That's not their main mission. However, the Vatican has been documented as doing just that for almost 2,000 years now. Number nine, did Islam kill over 500 million Christians during a 1,260-year period? Now, they do kill a Christian every 2.6 minutes right now, but it's not 1,260 years. However, the Vatican did exactly that. From the year 538 A.D. to 1798 A.D. when Napoleon took them out, just do the math. That is exactly 1,260 years, and in fact, Pope John Paul II admitted that as fact in his globally broadcast mea culpa on March 12, 2000. Number 10, do all the politicians of the world clamor to please Islam to better their political careers? No, they do not. But every politician, including Islam, is in public agreement with the Pope and has been granted powerful positions in life when they do kiss his ring on camera. I mean, the most recent being would be, of course, Ronald Reagan in his second term. Both Bushes, you know, Bush Sr. and Bush Jr., I guess. Well, actually, he's not a junior, but he's the son, we know. William Jefferson Clinton, Tony Blair, by the way, once he converted to Catholicism, he became the head of the European Union. And now, Barack Hussein Obama. And that's just to name a few, by the way. So number 11. Does Islam mix paganism in all its forms with Christianity? There is paganism in Islam, but is there Christianity in Islam? No. There's Catholicism in Islam. They uplift Mary like a queen of the heaven. So no, they did not mix paganism with Christianity. But every pope demands that the lesser, I skipped one here almost. So no, they did not mix paganism with Christianity, but not only has the Vatican done so, they have it actually admitted in writing. I've got actual statements from cardinals in, you know, prelates. Cardinal is the next step to pope, by the way. They have admitted in writing that they have adopted paganism and gave it Christian names. And, of course, you just click the link and you'll get right to that. The next one here, number 12. Does Islam force all the world's kings to bow to him or their leader in worship? No. But every pope demands every lesser political leader to bow down before him to kiss his ring on camera. The more prominent ones, like U.S. presidents, for example, and they're required to do so, but behind closed doors, because the American Constitution demands an absolute separation of church and state. So they're not allowed to do that, but they do it behind closed doors. And we've even got photographs of all the presidents that were alive at one time were kneeling in worship before the dead body of John Paul II. So they've even gone further than just kissing his ring. Okay, number 13. Will Islam have a leader that is homosexual in nature? No. But many popes, the majority of the cardinals, bishops, and the priests are in fact homosexuals. In fact, back in the year 2000, it was discovered that Roman Catholic prelates were dying of AIDS 11 times greater than anyone else. Plus, their doctrine of celibacy confirms they are exactly as the prophet Daniel predicted that they would be in that respect. They don't like women. Let's just put it that way. If you just go to Daniel, I believe it's Daniel chapter 11, verse 37, where it's very obvious what's being said there. And then finally, number 14, did Islam change the Sabbath of the Creator God from the seventh day of the week to the first day of the week, wherein all Christian churches except the remnant church agree on? No, but the Vatican admits to doing that in writing. So, there you have it. Islam cannot possibly be the Antichrist. The popes of Rome have fulfilled each and every prophecy that has ever been uttered by our God that describes the Antichrist in such graphic detail that only those that hate Scripture or deny historical record are going to deny. But because the churches no longer teach or even preach prophecy, and the media is under the thumb of the Vatican to prevent such things from being mentioned to the people en masse, their ignorance spreads just as prophecy predicted, and mostly because the people in the churches prefer it that way. I mean, after all, was it not prophesied in Isaiah chapter 30, verses 9 and 10, that this is a rebellious people today? Speaking of today, it says this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord, which say to the seers, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not unto us, prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceits. I mean, and you want to hear some deceits? Well, you got a 7-year trib, secret rapture, you know, eternal life and hellfire. I mean, there's all sorts of these false prophecies that they got out there. And I know of this firsthand only because when it comes to when I like to preach this, you know, the three angels message, including the fourth one, the people don't want to hear it. Like Isaiah is saying, they're rebellious. They don't want to hear it. They say, don't tell us this stuff. And like I say, you know, I know about this firsthand because I was shut down on the radio for preaching such things more than one time. And for those that recall the days before we had our own online, you know, our online church conference server, we would have to hold our church meetings in, you know, other public type chat rooms. You know, I'm not going to mention any names because it's dangerous if you go to them because you're going to get hacked and attacked. And that's what we were. We were hacked and attacked just because of what we're sharing. And this is why the Lord bless us with our own radio station, WTPR, like many people are listening on there right now, as well as the POGM conference server that we've got our own in the year October 23rd, 2004. is the very first sermon that was broadcast over the Presence of God server, audio chat server. But anyway, due to the global centering in the media, the sanitization of historic records, and even the martyrdom of some vocal men and women of God over the years, most are unaware of the facts regarding the man of sin in Rome. Still, the Lord's bride will go forth, and thanks to the prophesied fact stated in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3, that they shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. We look around. Not only has that fallen away been visible for decades now, so has that man of sin in Rome been known. And yes, Islam is evil, and they do anti-Christian acts on a daily basis all around the world. They kill Christians. They're killing a Christian every 2.5 minutes now. But so do most politicians do evil acts. So do many preachers and teachers and even some next-door neighbors. But in order to claim the infamous title of Antichrist, they've got to fulfill 100% of each and every single one of these prophecies uttered by the God of creation. Islam simply cannot do that, no matter how much you stretch or twist the truth about the Antichrist. When they declare Islam to be the Antichrist, they can only do so by purposely leaving out certain prophetic events and use that just about on some of the, you know, anybody falls for, I mean, it's, they can make anybody believe that Islam is the Antichrist just by doing it. I mean, it's just like going to a Catholic mass. They can push any doctrine of Rome easily by sharing one single Bible verse from, say, Matthew chapter 4, and then jump all the way over to 2 Timothy chapter 1, and then jump back, you know, into Matthew again. They can preach anything they want. And this is what they do with these prophecies, because no one studies their Bibles. They're looking at these prophecy, and they go, wow, that's amazing. That's exactly what Islam is doing. Well, so does that politician. So does your next-door neighbor. But do they also do these things? I mean, if you're a student of prophecy and one that can see the prophetic facts matched in historic record, you will see that only the Roman Catholic popes fulfill each and every one of these prophecies with 100% accuracy. So why are they lying? If you're one to watch current events, especially on a global scale, you'll notice that the media, the preachers, and Rome itself are right now declaring Islam the Antichrist, okay? And this is the reason for the sermon. And this has happened quite suddenly, in fact. They do so for the very same reason Hitler was called evil in his day. Back when Hitler came to power, Rome and those under her thumb needed to hide what the Pope was doing to the Jews as well as Sabbath-keeping Christians. And by the way, did you ever hear about that? We only hear about the Jews being killed. There were an awful lot of Sabbath-keeping Christians that were killed, too, by the Nazis. So anyway, no one would doubt that Hitler is an evil man. But what most failed to realize was he was just following orders from the Vatican to kill the Jews and the Sabbath-keeping Christians. Rome specifically placed Hitler in power for the sole purpose of killing those people. Rome has always used others to do their dirty work throughout the centuries so they can hide behind their so-called Christian moral front. And I am sure millions of molested children would declare boldly they are anything but Christian. Still, to the untrained eye, Rome appears to be a church, and a holy one at that. The prophet Daniel was very adamant about illustrating just how crafty the popes would be when he penned as much as he did about them long ago in the prophecy regarding that little horn in Daniel chapter 7 and 8. I mean, Daniel knew they would be able to pull the wool over the eyes of literally billions because the Lord told him so. And so the Lord allowed Daniel to expose them long before they were even born so as to bless us later on when Daniel's book would eventually be opened, as we see prophesied in Revelation chapter 10. That little book is Daniel. Prophecy also predicted in Revelation 13:3 that all the world will wander after this beast, and so it has. And on the other hand, with Islam, we now have an easy method by which to expose Rome's hand. Not only do we see Rome benefiting by every political move Islam makes now, especially in regards to all the new constitutions being penned that allow for Roman demands to be sanctioned in each country, just as they did in the European Union not too long ago. I mean, documented evidence has recently been unearthed that proves, hands down, that the Roman Catholic Church actually invented the religion of Islam hundreds of years ago under the direct guidance of Satan himself to do exactly as they're doing right now. And I have the proof on the site if you ever need it. After all, it was prophesied long ago that right before the end of all things on earth, God's people would know who the Antichrist is, and so we do. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4 says, "Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God." Now, we know Rome used Hitler behind closed doors to get the job done. With this well-documented historic knowledge compiled with which Daniel chapter 11, verses 13 to 45 confirms, we have grown to understand this is how they work. Now, do you see why everyone is declaring Islam as the Antichrist? Just as Rome used Hitler to hide their evil deeds in plain sight by having Hitler play the fall guy in his day, they are now using Islam to do the very same thing in our day. They kept saying Hitler's the Antichrist, because back then that's what they were saying. And they're saying, he's evil, look at all these disgusting things that he's doing. And, you know, he was the biggest villain on the planet. No one knew that Rome was behind it all. Rome will do what prophecy said they're going to do without most people seeing it, because everyone's following Rome's lead by keeping their eyes on Islam instead of looking at Scripture to see how Daniel predicted their crafty methods to deceive. This is how Rome came to power in its infancy. And this is also how they infiltrated all the churches and nations over the centuries. And that is how prophecy says they'll be able to rule the world behind closed doors in the last days. So is Islam an Antichrist organization? Yeah, very much so. As I stated earlier, as of 2010 statistics, they're killing an obedient Christian each and every 2.5 minutes around the world. That number has, of course, increased since February of 2010. But the powers that be aren't allowing those figures to be made public so as to allow the bloodshed to continue. So again, yes, Islam is anti-Christian. But are they the Antichrist? No. Not as it's outlined in the prophetic word of God. The historic fact simply doesn't bear that out. As many of you know that frequent this website, I now have, you know, and I don't even, and please don't misunderstand, I'm not boasting. I'm not boasting when I say I've got over 10,000 pages of facts proving that the Roman Catholic prelates to be are the prophesied Antichrist on my site. No, that's not a boast. What that does is glorify our God. He's the one who wrote the Bible. All I did was find out what's in the Bible and go into the history books. He's the one that made it overwhelmingly easy for us to find out who the Antichrist is. And thanks to the Internet, a lot of people who ordinarily would have never known about this are finding out now, because all those books are online. Even the ones that they are trying to burn and get out of there, because it has actual historic events that haven't been doctored yet. I mean, I even have quotes from every single mainstream denomination on the planet over the last 1,000 years stating that the popes of Rome are actually the Antichrist listed on, and I got that on my They Called Him Antichrist page on the website. You know, strangely enough, on that very same page, you're going to find quotes from from Catholic bishops, as well as two different popes also declaring the pope to be the Antichrist. I mean, it seems like during John Wycliffe's day, the church experienced a schism, and two popes assumed the throne, and each one was calling the other guy Antichrist. What they failed to realize was they were both right. So in closing, many of you hearing this on the radio, or watching this in a video that's based on this sermon later on, or just plain reading this in a track or on my Islamic Antichrist page, you are no doubt from those many different denominations that are listed online that have declared the Pope to be the Antichrist. Your leaders have already stated this long ago, but most people don't know or don't even research their own denomination. But now, your leaders are declaring him a man of God. Are you aware that when they do that, your pastors are actually declaring the Bible prophecies that match perfectly with historic record to be a lie by proclaiming Islam as Antichrist? You know, the sad thing is since they joined with the Vatican on June 26, 2000, when the United Religions initiative was ratified, making the Pope their spiritual leader, they had no choice but to declare Islam Antichrist. If they refuse to do so, and the popes get wind of it, they will lose their benefit-enriched membership within the worldwide Council of Churches. See how they are more apt to protect the money than the flock. They will do as he demands. Another sad fact is, those of you staying in these churches are also illustrating to all students the prophecies with eyes that see that you and your church leaders are the very ones Jesus spoke of when he declared there will be false teachers, preachers, prophets, and lay people that would come into the world right before his return. That fact alone will hopefully grant you the wisdom to come out of her, my people, that you be not partaker of her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues. Revelation 18:4. I hope and pray you are blessed by what you heard this Sabbath day. Please do so. I'm going to close in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for blessing us with prophecy. Thank you for giving us what we need to find the truth that we can share with those that you send our way. But also give us the courage, Father, to do it. And thank you for giving us the strength to endure when those that we love don't want to hear it. It's amazing how the enemy of souls can make people look in the wrong direction. I mean, even your son stepping into his old neighborhood, they only saw the carpenter. And it's the same thing that they do to us when we go to our loved ones or our friends and our relatives from the old days. All they see is how we used to be. They don't see the change. They don't see the power of Christ on us. But we still try. We thank you for blessing us with an opportunity to plant those seeds. And thank you for watering them. Again, we lift up everyone that are on our prayer list and all the workers, especially those that are being attacked on a regular basis. And we thank you, Father, for also blessing Brother Ace and his church family as they go out and are passing out the tracts in the water today. Thank you for keeping them safe as they do it. And thank you again for blessing us with your presence throughout this service. And to the best of our ability, we pray in the name of your Son, who is our Savior and our King, Jesus Christ.